Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Editorial on this Friday. Boy, it's fun to do these when you have been recording the weekend show for the past couple of hours, recording and editing. It's really been fun. I just want to say one thing about the blog. I'm spending an inordinate amount of time on the blog, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. I'm enjoying the constructive criticism a lot. I have to say that I think Chartster, perhaps you misunderstood me a little bit, but I'll put that on the blog as to how I think you did that. Everybody else, you guys are going great. It would be very interesting to me, out of the box, if you could verify the comments you were making about the execution down at Guantanamo. I couldn't find any verification to that, but maybe you can. Be interesting. Anyway, Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about my change of heart about Trump. I think right now, after what I've seen in the executive office, by the time of the vote, it'll be 4 years. Fed up with it, I think Trump can make a change, and I would support him again. Any comments?
Well, right now, he's very cautiously starting this campaign. Yeah. He had to announce early. It's very early in the process. We are beginning to see some of the movement from other Republican candidates. Nikki Haley was on with Brett Baer on Fox News, and it's an interesting little discussion. And she basically is saying she's going to run without saying it. Once you say it, once you've announced, then there are a bunch of legal requirements that go into it. So everyone's cautious about that.
Yeah.
Mike Pompeo is preparing. Of course, Mike Pence has been out in different places attempting to do it.
Yeah.
Chris Christie was a possibility, doubt it. And of course, John Bolton announced his candidacy.
Well, I think Bolton is too either misunderstood or misliked is all I can say. I don't think he's a viable candidate, do you?
No, he doesn't have a hope at all.
No, I wouldn't think so.
But what he does is he takes votes away from someone like Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's the Rhino neocon vote is what he would be shooting for.
Yeah.
That's not going to win any election these days.
No, but it'll make a statement, but it's not going to make much of an election. You know, the one that I'm really curious about, I can't see any way that Joe Biden can run for re-election and even stand a snowball's chance of winning it.
I don't think so. I didn't think he had a chance in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, I really didn't. And I don't think I don't think he won.
Yeah.
So, but at this point, it appears that a lot of his own party are now throwing him under the bus.
Uh-huh.
So, and I mean, the liabilities are so deep. He's failed at the border. He's failed with the economy. He's failed on crime. He's failed on, unifying the country, but in any level.
Right.
And there's so many video clips. There's so much information out there to really undermine any credible run for him.
I agree.
At the same time, he's the incumbent. He still has the support of very powerful Democrats, including Jim Clyburn here in South Carolina.
Yeah.
He still has the Democratic Party apparatus that is using him as their puppet. That's a powerful tool. And if
Isn't
they
it?
Believe that they can continue to manipulate the election processes, then they're going to they won't want to move away from him.
Well, I don't know. The guy's I'm not trying to be, to pour water on what you said. And all I can say is, a lot of us, as we age, just don't, we're fine, we're normal, but we're just not quite where we were at our peak. And I would say that's where Biden is right now. And I'm not sure that fits into the person who should be sitting in the Oval Office for the next 4 years, personally. I really don't think so. Tell our audience, if you would, a little about Nikki Haley. I like her a lot.
So Nikki Haley was, she did a good job as governor in South Carolina.
Right.
She, you know, one of her biggest successes actually was a challenging moment. And that's when the young man attacked the oldest black church in the United States and killed a number of people. I think, I'm not sure exactly, but like 11 people.
Yeah.
She managed to avoid, this is in the midst of the, of all the racial bigotry and all the, you know, calling, Kaepernick and George Floyd. And she managed to navigate that very effectively.
Yeah.
And of course that wasn't so much her as it was the character of the people in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
The very church going and faithful black community here.
Yeah.
At the same time, so she had, you know, she's got some liabilities.
Yeah.
There were a couple of things that she did that undermined the administration, that undermined Trump. A couple of comments she made, and of course she left early. And she was the UN, U.S. UN ambassador.
Right.
You know, she had a lot of experience as a legislator here in South Carolina. You know, she's a talented woman. She's very smart. I've heard her speak on a number of times, and I've had the opportunity to shake hands and get a picture with her.
Right.
I think she's a viable candidate at a different time, because she right now, she is too associated with the institutional Republicans. The institutional Republicans are not going to be successful with the Republican Party. And her ability to undermine, to take out Trump, you know, it'd be very difficult, in my view. And I think it's going to be the case for any Republican potential candidate in the primaries.
Yeah. Well, I think if you want to get a viable candidate in the Republican Party, I think you've got to be damn lucky, quite frankly. I don't think DeSantis is a great man, in my opinion, but I don't think he could beat Trump. I really don't. Trump has too much of a following. You know, I don't know. Nikki is somebody who I respect. You know, when she went to the UN, I kind of looked over my shoulder and I talked to my invisible friend, and I said, you know, there's going to come a day when she's going to be the president of the United States. People are going to get the political correctness out of their thinking. You know, forget about her sex. Gender, I guess, is a better word, but forget about that. You forget about a couple of other things. I still think that she is a viable candidate, but I don't think she's on the level right now of either a Donald Trump or a
Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when, you know, the polling shows that, even within the Republican Party, you know,
right.
Trump still carries the Republican Party by, you know, close to 20 percentage points over DeSantis.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's the only one that's even close. The rest of them are polling in the, you know, very low single digits.
Yeah.
Mike Pence, no way. Yeah, he will not be the Republican nominee.
No.
I'm going to
bet
a paycheck on that.
No, his book, number one, it was a very non-secular book, and I certainly appreciate that. I read a lot of that kind of literature, but I would have to say that I think he was too much in the corner when he was the vice president. I think he didn't take direction so he could turn it to his advantage at all, in my opinion.
Well, I listened to a discussion with Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
And she was arguing, because apparently Mike Pompeo in his book had said that there was a possibility, there were some rumors going around, they were trying to push Haley and his vice president over Pence.
Uh-huh.
Before the 2020 election. And I listened to Kellyanne Conway just say that was a ridiculous idea. People that don't know politics, you know, the conservative Christian vote that Pence brought, and, you know, some of the influences that Pence brought. And I just really discount Kellyanne Conway's analysis on that. I think Trump managed to gain the Christian conservative vote. And, you know, they talked about Pence getting the women's vote. I don't think that there was any value. Trump got 10 million, 11, 12 million more votes than
right.
he did
right.
In the 2016 election.
Yeah.
That was not because of Mike Pence. I think that Mike Pence, and I've said this before, I think he was the most damaging senior official in the White House that undermined Trump for a number of reasons. I don't think that he's going to be liked. I don't think he's going to be favored. I don't think he's going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't think any of these other candidates really have the clout. if Trump has the stamina and if he continues down this route with the support, and again, remember in 2016, he self-funded the primary.
Right.
It didn't cost him a lot. He's got a lot more resources this time and a lot more support. So just politically, he's a very, very powerful foe for a Democratic candidate, regardless of who it is.
Yeah,
I don't see a Democratic candidate besides Gavin Newsom, but I don't think he's viable either.
Okay. So we got at this point in time, and we'll see how, as the program develops over the next few months, you know, we got quite a ways to go. We'll see. Right now, I would have to say we're saying for the Democrats, it's probably Gavin Newsom or Joe Biden. And for the Republicans, it's one of three people, first one being Trump, second one being DeSantis, and third one being Nikki Haley. Let's see how this changes. My prediction, personally, Trump versus Biden. That's my prediction at this moment in time. But that's a very, very early prediction. Jim, I know you got friends coming over for dinner. I know that you're cooking your blue ribbon fair wind lasagna. So go back to the kitchen, man.
I will do that, but I do want to make my prediction. I don't think Joe Biden will be able to run.
Okay.
I think he may announce, but I think it's going to cause tremendous problems for the Democratic Party if he does.
Okay.
I think right now with this classified document issue, it's a superficial issue. There's many, many other challenges underneath that are more important as far as corruption and treason. But I think that's going to – all that they're going to try and shove under the rug, because – if he stays in office and he goes through a campaign, the deeper things will come out. And that's why I think the Democrats know they've got to move on to someone else.
Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. You guys,
you bet,
have a good rest of the weekend. I'll be on comments this weekend as I was last weekend. Thanks, Jimmy.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.